WMBG, we are Williamsburg's radio station. Ty Hodges back in the studio, 515. You haven't heard from me in about an hour. Sorry to cut in on Pierre Natale's time. But you have to do that from time to time when you have special guests in studio, and that is exactly what is happening right now. We have three representatives from the Williamsburg Players. Let me introduce everyone. We have Jeffrey Seiler. He is the Cabaret Series director and a featured singer. We have Marcia Dads. She is the Williamsburg Players Board of Director and Special Event Coordinator, and we have WMBG's very own James Cameron, and a creator of A Conversation with John Rollison. Crazy Ever After will run from February 10th and 11th at the Williamsburg Players. They are located at 200 Hubbard Lane in Williamsburg. The shows are at 8 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, and I would now like to bring everyone in. How is everyone doing today?
Great. Good.
You are loud over there. My goodness, you're blowing off the mic. What are you doing?
Well, I big voice.
I do it every morning too.
So, let's get down to this right now. Crazy Ever After. We talked a little bit about it just now. Introduced it. So, what type of show is this? What do we have coming up?
Well, Friday and Saturday night, the 10th and the 11th, we have a cabaret called Crazy Ever After. It's actually a musical revue that has a cast of 9 fantastic singers, and we present this in a cabaret style in the lobby of the Williamsburg Players. So it's a much more intimate venue for the audience members.
And so how did you conceive and create this cabaret?
Well, this one is the third and final cabaret of the season. The first one was songs from musicals that were set in the late 1700s to the late 1800s, like Hamilton, Les Mis, Phantom. The second one was the music of the composer Jason Robert Brown. And this third one is really based on the plots of some of these not so typical Broadway musicals.
And how did you get the title Crazy Ever After?
It's really because of the musicals that I've pulled from in this particular cabaret. They are all contemporary, with a couple that are still on Broadway or they're on tour. It's not your standard boy meets girl, they fall in love and live happily ever after. It's more like unhappily married pregnant wife falls in love with her married gynecologist and how that unfolds. So I'm highlighting musicals from Waitress, which is currently on Broadway. It was written by Sarah Bareilles. Dogfight, which was an off-Broadway musical, and that was composed by Pasek and Paul. They recently won all of the awards for La La Land, the movie. Fun Home, which won 2015 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, and that is based on Alison Bechdel's best-selling memoir. Spring Awakening, which most musical theater goers are familiar with, and Next to Normal. And I'm introducing Next to Normal in this cabaret because we are having a special event this summer at the Williamsburg Players, and we are presenting the full production of Next to Normal. It certainly fits the mold of Crazy Ever After. It is about a family that is struggling with the effects of mental illness, exploring how the mother's 16-year battle with manic depression affects each character or family member. It won a Pulitzer Prize for the writing, and the music is outstanding. That's going to be directed by Christina Westenberger, and we're presenting that in July, and it is one you do not want to miss.
Well, that all sounds incredible. James, I'm not going to forget you behind the monitor here.
Oh, that's okay. You can forget me. It's good.
James Cameron in A Conversation with John Rollison. It's a one-night event. Only special fundraiser for the Williamsburg Players in honor of Black History Month on Saturday, February 18th at 8 p.m. So, James, what kind of performance is A Conversation with John Rollison?
Well, A Conversation with John Rollison is exactly what the title says. It allows people to have questions answered from an 18th century man of color who is not well known, but yet was a founding father in his own right. He knows all of the known founding fathers, Jefferson, Washington, Henry, Thomas Nelson, And not only does he know these founding fathers, a number of them, like Patrick Henry, who was at that time in the 1700s, mid-1700s, going after the Revolution. He's the governor of Virginia, and he knows him very well. And he also knows Thomas Nelson Jr. very well. Not only does he know him, but he knows him through family. They're connected through family. So it's a conversation with someone of the 18th century genre that the average person, one, would not know of, and two, would be absolutely fascinated getting to ask this individual questions.
Now, he sounds like a really interesting character. Why did you start to research and want to bring the true life story of John Rawlinson to life?
Because we have certain perspectives and understandings of what we believe life of a person of color was back then. And for all intents and purposes, it was true. But we never get to the exceptions. You know, what was it like to be a person that would be valued today at well over $1 million in today's money? How did the other founding fathers deal with him? What were his connections? How was he looked at in the community? And those answers to those questions usually floors the audience.
Now, why did you want to donate your time and all ticket proceeds to the Williamsburg Players?
Well, it is such a great organization, and it does so many good things. It allows people of talent to come and to showcase their talent. And I'm from New York, which, of course, it is a way besides California's cabaret city. And it just amazed me that there was a place that had been in existence literally from the 50s that was doing that in here in Virginia. I'm from New York. So I always said that I wanted to give back, and I always wanted to do something especially for the players. And then once my wife was on the board, you know, we just collaborated, and I revealed to her that I would love to do something in this situation for the players, and she agreed, put it to the board. The board took a vote, and here I am.
I just wanted to throw in, too, because both the cabaret and the conversation with John Rawlinson happened in the lobby. So while the cabaret is a very intimate setting, it's also a great venue for a conversation with John Rawlinson because people can directly interact with, first of all, John Rawlinson, the character, because James does I'm a little biased, but James does a marvelous job of bringing John Rawlinson to life, and he really answers questions and uses humor in a way that is kind of effective, if you will, very effective, not just kind of. And so it's great because he can actually then walk up to the person who's asking the question and have a banter, if you will, back and forth with that person. And it makes the person then feel like whoosh, they've just been sort of sucked back in to the 18th century. And then it's really cool because at the end of the program, he often will drop the persona of John Rawlinson, and then he will talk history with people who want to ask him questions about perspectives in the 18th century as well as current perspectives in the 21st century. So a lot of what makes the program work is the kinds of questions that he's asked by the audience members. So I'm really excited to actually be able to have the role of special events coordinator with Williamsburg Players right now, because we're doing a lot of exciting things in that lobby, and it's a gorgeous space, and the concessions will be open throughout both the cabaret. There will be an intermission, but the concession stays open throughout the entire two-act cabaret. The concessions will stay open. It's sort of like being in John Rollison's tavern. So, you know, there'll be snacks and drinks and soda and beer and wine. And so it's just a party. It's a big party. And it's really fun to be able to have a place to do that in Williamsburg in a theater.
Crazy Ever After and A Conversation with John Rollison, both brought to you by the Williamsburg Players. You can get tickets online at williamsburgplayers.org or call the box office at 229-0431. I want to stick with you, Marcia. What other events can we expect at the Williamsburg Players this season?
Well, we're kind of about halfway through the season. We've got two more main stage shows coming up. One is Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which I think is very well known and very well liked and received. That's coming up March 9th through the 25th. And then On Golden Pond is May 4th through the 20th. And then we've got two more children's shows coming up. February is a very big month for the Williams. There's something going on every Saturday night in February. And Freedom Songs is on February 25th. That's in the morning. It's a children's show suitable for grades 3 through adult. It's also in honor of Black History Month. Because it's called The Music of Black History, and it's presented by the Bright Star Touring Company. And if parents and teachers want to suggest this for their classes, or parents want to take their kids, there's a study guide on the Williamsburg Players website if you go to the two Freedom Songs and click on it. And I was looking at the study guide today, and it's quite good. So it might be a good thing for parents, if you're bringing your kids, to take a look at that study guide before you come. And then the other children's shows coming up in June, that's called Take a Giant Leap, and that's on June 10th. And then, of course, Jeffrey mentioned a while ago our final special event for the season, now that the cabaret series is complete, and then James will have finished his John Rollison performance, is The Next Normal. That will not take place in the lobby. It will take place on main stage. And I've seen it, the show, I love the music. I've seen the show on Broadway. It's so compelling. And I think it will not only entertain a little, but enlighten and bring a perspective to bipolar disorder that people may not have ever realized. And I'm just, you know, really excited to be able to have all of this as part of the 60th season, because, you know, James was talking a while ago about the Players being around since the 50s. Well, this is the 60th season. And so I feel honored to be part of it.
And to build on that more broadly, who are the Williamsburg Players? And if someone wants to get a ticket, how do they do that?
Well, the Williamsburg Players is a community theater organization and people of many talents who love theater come together. It's not only those that you see on stage, but it's the people who are directing, the stage managers, the costumers, the prop mistresses and masters. We have so many volunteer opportunities. If anybody in the community is interested in volunteering for the Williamsburg Players, because we're pretty much an all-volunteer organization, go to the WilliamsburgPlayers.org website and go where it says volunteers and click on that, and you can get more information, and you can actually fill out a sheet with your contact information and let us know what you're interested in doing. And that's www.WilliamsburgPlayers.org. And you can troll around the website and see other things that are coming up for the season. And then you can buy tickets online by clicking on the shows, but then you can also just call up the box office if you want to, and that number is 757 757- 727-229-0431. Again, that's 757-229-0431.
Well, I want to thank you all for coming in studio today. We've been speaking with Jeffrey Seiler, Marcia Dads, and James Cameron here on behalf of the Williamsburg Players. It sounds like you all have some awesome things going on, and we look forward to seeing what else you all have coming on down the pipeline there.
Thank you so much for coming today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Ty.
James, we'll see you tomorrow. Back to America's Best Music right now.